بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ہمارے حضرت والا عارف باللہ عالم ربانی قطب زمانہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اقدس صاحب ادام اللہ وفیظہم کا کلام، جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا، جس سلیو گرو بی یو سلیو، جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا، انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا، جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا، انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا. ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے، ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے، جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا، جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا. فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا، فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا، تا عمر دوست تو وہ پریشان رہے گا، تا عمر دوست تو وہ پریشان رہے گا. دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات، دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات. جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا، جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا، بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا، فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا، دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا، دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا. ظالم اگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور، ظالم اگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور، اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے
گا اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا. سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے, سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے, عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا, عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا. فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا تم تلا, تا عمر دوستو پریشان رہے گا, جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا. انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا, دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات, جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا, جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا.
درود شریف. اللهم صل على سيدنا. کہاں روزے پاک خیر الورا ہے وجنت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے, کہاں میں کہاں یہ مدینے کی گھنیاں, یہ قسمت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے, جہاں روزے پاک خیر الورا ہے وجنت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے. محمد کی عظمت کو کیا پوچھتے ہو کہ وہ صاحب کعبہ قوسین ٹھہرے, محمد کی عظمت کو کیا پوچھتے ہو کہ وہ صاحب کعبہ قوسین ٹھہرے, بشر کی سرے عرش مہمان وازی, یہ عظمت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے, بشر کی سرے عرش مہمان وازی, یہ عظمت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟ جو آسی کو کمنی میں اپنی چھپا لے، جو دشمن کو بھی زخم کھا کر دعا دے، جو آسی کو کمنی میں اپنی چھپا لے، جو دشمن کو بھی زخم کھا کر دعا دے، اسے اور کیا نام دے گا زمانہ؟ وہ رحمت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟ اسے اور کیا نام دے گا زمانہ؟ وہ رحمت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟ قیامت کا ایک دن معین ہے لیکن ہمارے لیے ہر نفس ہے قیامت، قیامت کا ایک دن معین ہے لیکن ہمارے لیے ہر نفس ہے قیامت، مدینے سے ہم جا نثاروں کی دھوری، قیامت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟ مدینے سے ہم جا نثاروں کی دوری، قیامت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟ تم اقبال یہ نعت کہہ تو رہے ہو، مگر یہ بھی سو جا کے کیا کر رہے ہو؟ تو اقبال یہ نعت کہہ تو رہے ہو، مگر یہ بھی سو جا کے کیا کر رہے ہو؟ کہاں تم کہاں مدح ممدوح یزدہ، یہ جرأت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟ کہاں تم کہاں مدح ممدوح یزدہ، یہ جرأت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟ جہاں روزے پاک خیر الورا ہے، وہ جنت نہیں ہے تو پھر اور کیا ہے؟
الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. مفتي خالد الحق recited the second nazm. He studied here in the madrasa, he graduated, he became a mufti. He's returning home back to UK this Friday. MashaAllah, he spent Ramzan here, quite a few Ramzans, MashaAllah, and he'll be returning. All make dua for him also. Allah takes lot of work from him, from all the students, all the ulama, and let deen flourish in the whole world, inshallah. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, Jo Banda Tera Tabi'e Farman Rahega. What to say of that Banda of yours, that slave of yours, who will be obedient to you. That is what is required, to be obedient to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Many of us, sometimes we get worried, we don't enjoy our ibadat. Ibadat is not for enjoyment, ibadat is to be done. Whether we get enjoyment or not, that is a side issue. The object is to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, everyone has this desire to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream, and it is undoubtedly a very great honor. But Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab saw Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam while alive, but that did not help them anything in the least. But what is required is ittiba'i sunnah. Follow Sharia and follow the sunnah. Whether we see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not, if we see, very good. But what is the object is to follow the sunnah, the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what to say of that banda who is obedient to you, O Allah? Whether anyone praises him or not, whether he gets any enjoyment or not, doesn't matter. What we have to do is what we are commanded to. Many a person also is looking at the end result and he forgets what he has to be doing now. So he won't reach the end also. That what do, when I get khilafat, what I'll do? When this will happen, what I'll do? When that will happen? You worry what you have to do now. We are worried of the future. You worried what you have to do now. A person who lives in the past or in the future, that person won't achieve anything. Live in the present for what you are now. The past make tawbah, do what you have to do, and for the future, your taqdeer is in Allah's hands. Allah will see to you, but you do what you have to do. Jo ghair haq pe qalb se qurban rahega, that person who will sacrifice everything for things besides Allah Ta'ala. Not only that he commits a guna now and then, his lifestyle is wrong. One is a person makes a mistake now and then. You are driving on the road, you missed a robot, or you overtook wrongly. You made a mistake once or twice. But one is a person who is just doing everything wrong. What will happen to that person? Who all the time is driving on the... He won't even be driving long for the on the wrong side of the road. So that is a person who is doing everything wrong, not turning to Allah in the least, but insan ki surat mein wo shaitan rahega. He'll look like a human being, but he'll be shaitan actually, who is adamant and who is determined to do in the wrong way, not thinking of tawbah, not thinking of correcting his life, not even feeling guilty for what he's doing wrong. That person looks like a human, but he is shaitan himself. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake. It's not possible that that person will find peace of mind, contentment of heart. It is for this reason that non-believers have so much of dunya, but the highest rate of suicides is also amongst them. They don't have any peace of mind. And then to bluff themselves, they amuse themselves with small things of dunya. Now they are worried about their nails, now they are worried of their hairstyle, now they are worried of their hair, all things, all small things all the time, because they don't have peace of mind. But a person who has peace of mind, he is not worried about all these things, because he has got contentment. Who has to listen to music? Who has to go and entertain himself who hasn't got any enjoyment? A person who has got enjoyment, he doesn't need all those things. Who needs company? A person who hasn't got the company of Allah Ta'ala. A person who has found the company of Allah, he enjoys his dhikrullah, his tilawat, his munajat, his du'as. That person will keep away from other people. He won't want to keep company. But a person who hasn't got all this is the person who will go and look for company all the time. Jab tak ke koi aamil isyan rahega, as long as a person lives a life of the disobedience of Allah, that person won't find peace of mind. Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. listen very carefully, open your ears and listen, that by the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala do hearts find consolement. Hadrat explains that this is, which has been explained in a tafsir, like a fish which is in water, how it finds sukoon in the water. Take it out of the water. In fact, Hazrat's first poem, which Hazrat said when Hazrat was still a very young boy, that without the separation from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, when Allah is not in my thoughts, when I forget Allah, then I'm like a fish that is restless on burning soil. One is just out of the water, but on burning sand, how that fish will be, like that is the condition of a mu'min. So like a fish, Hadrat explains, when the fish is in water, how much it finds. Any fisherman will know, if you caught a fish and you let it go back in the water again, how it just swims away and goes in the water, how it enjoys to be in the water. So, and that fish, if it's half out of water, then also it hasn't got peace. It has to be fully in water. Like that, a person, if he's half in the zikr of Allah, he'll also be parishanstha. He won't find peace of mind. That means he's half in the remembrance of Allah, fulfilling the commandments, and the other half is in guna. Many people say, I make namaz, I do this, but still I'm so parishan. I've got so much worries. They have to see that what are they still doing, which is in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And if they say, I don't see anything, that is the biggest thing. The person who doesn't see a fault within himself, that is his biggest fault, that he can't see his fault. Every person, insan, Allah made him. Even if he makes all his ibadat, the Anbiya alayhimus salam, they also used to make istighfar tawbah. Because they also realized that their ibadat also is not matching the loftiness and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. We can't make that ibadat of Allah as Allah is. La yumkinu thanao alayk. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, and for Allah also, one can't praise Allah Ta'ala enough. Fani buto ki ishq mein hoga jo mubtala. A person who has been involved in temporary idols. By temporary idols, Allah Hazrat means the beauteous woman, strange woman, na mihram woman. And whatever degree, within our family also, if we are not making parda from the woman that we have to make parda with, our cousins, etc., and there are certain aunties, like my father's brother's wife, Chachi, there is parda from her. My mother's brother's wife, Momani, Mami, there is parda from her also. If you are not making that parda, you won't find peace also. And Hadrat writes very clearly, many people who say from other women we make parda, but in the family we can't, because it is so close. Hadrat says, till then you won't reach Allah Ta'ala. And you have the courage and announce in the family that from now, no mihram must come in front of me. It's your duty. You announce it. Don't be weak in the matters of deen. A person should announce it. And that is what is called shar'i parda. Many women also, many men also feel we making parda. But from our cousins, etc., we don't make parda from him, from them. So that is not kana, that is not parda. That is kana parda, cockeyed parda. From who we like, we make parda, one-eyed parda. And from who we don't like, we don't make a parda. So that is not the proper thing. Same way, any person who will be close in contact with woman in our workplace, that person is also in danger all the time. A person who teaches women, girls for example, even from parda, he'll also be in danger. Because if you bring butter near the fire, even if you put a parda in between, the butter has to melt. Allah has made insan like that. Magnets, even if you put a parda in between, but magnets are going to pull one to another. So that person is also in great danger. So fani buto ki ishq mein hoga jo mubtala, this person will easily get involved. And when he is, and we might not even realize it. The nafs is too shrewd for us. We can't understand what is nafs. Keeping friendship with somebody, why are we keeping that friendship? For to understand the tricks of nafs is not our work. We need a spiritual doctor above us. We can't make it out, diagnose it ourselves. Many contacts that we keep, all that in the name of deen, we are speaking to people. A man is speaking to a woman and he say, we only speak deen. As if it is a very part thing. But nafs has got 100% share in that. It is not allowed at all. So therefore, those who will be involved in that, ta umar dosto, wo parishan rahega. That person might be making tahajjud also, making lot of duas also, but his parishani won't go. He'll still be parishan, he'll be still. And Hadrat says in the word parishan, par is already in parishan, par fairy. So these fairies, you are looking at this other woman, they are going to make you parishan. From par, you are going to become parishan. So you have to, Shariat has made it, you stay away from them completely. Hadhrat Damat Barakatum's teaching is that a person, Ainan, what his eyes also must stay away from women, don't look at them. Qaliban, his body also, don't be near them also. And Qalban, in one's thoughts also, don't bring their thoughts also. And if the thoughts come, don't harbor those thoughts, don't keep those thoughts. So a person who will be pure, Ainan, Qaliban, Qalban, that person will get saved. But a person who gets involved in any of the three, he is going to get involved. If not today, tomorrow. If not actually in a guna, in his thoughts he will be involved. And he will be always parishan with this. Dono jahan mein paayega wo chain ki hayat. And that person, only that person will find a life of peace in both the worlds. Jo banda tera tabi'e farman rahega. Which is the title of this poem. That person who will be fully obedient to you. Every commandment of Shariat, and he lives his life according to Sunnah, that person will find peace. We do find some peace, but this is just the effect of peace. We haven't still tasted peace. Once a person acts properly on Shariat, then he will know, and he has found Allah in his heart, the enjoyment that he will experience. That time we will realize, I still didn't ever know what this enjoyment is. And the only way of that, غَيْرِ حَقْ جَبْ جَائِهِ, when those things which are besides Allah Ta'ala, every sin, when it will leave our lives, غَيْرِ حَقْ جَبْ جَائِهِ, تَبْ دِلْ مَيْ حَقْ آ جَائِهِ, then Allah will come immediately in that heart. And when Allah comes in that heart, that enjoyment can never ever be explained, what great enjoyment there is in it. Fani buto se sarfe nazar gar nahi kiya. If you don't turn your eyes from these temporary idols, from this woman, if you still keep on looking at, even now and then, even just little bit with the side of your eyes, even you say just one look, that's all, we tell you don't stop looking at them, darya qalb mein tere tufan rahega. In the sea of your heart, there will be storms all the time. You will experience storms, unrest. You will find you are not happy, you are not content, as long as you are involved in any guna. Zalim agar rahe tu meri anjuman se dur. Hazrat says that when these people tell them, announce to them that you don't come near me, whether it is family gatherings, whether they are weddings, funerals, tell the other woman that you are not supposed to come, you stay away from me. And until you don't do that, and they don't stay away, a husn tera ishpe ihsan rahega. You might be very beautiful, and beauty demands love. But you will do me a favor in this respect if you don't come in front of me. If I don't see you, you stay away from me, you will do me a great favor. Sunta hu main aalam mein ye akhtar ki zubaan se. Hazrat says, in the whole world I'm hearing this, that Hazrat himself is calling out and pleading with the people of the world. Aasik ko qurb khas se hirman rahega. Until you don't do this, a sinner will never get that special closeness to Allah Ta'ala. As long as you are a sinner, you won't get that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And that is with us also. Any person who you know, he harbors some malice for you, you feel it that he's not good. He does a lot of good things also. But some things he's doing wrong, your heart is not open for that person. Just like that, Allah's heart, so to say, will not be open for that person who is involved in sin. And occasional sin is different, but a person who lives in the sin. For example, bad nazri, looking at strange woman, we don't even think of it as a sin. We don't make tawbah also. We don't make proper parda also, such a person. But a person who tries, he's a human, he'll make mistakes. But at the same time, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. The minute those people who have acquired taqwa, the minute shaitan touches them and he makes them do something wrong, تَذَكَّرُوا, they become conscious immediately. But a person who has not got that person just carries on with sin. All the time he carries on, he doesn't refrain from sin. So therefore, a person should acquire taqwa and stay away from all types of sin. And we all know what they are, even with regard to parda, and shari'i parda is required. Not just now and then parda, a woman who doesn't look so nice, so you make parda from her fully. And a beautiful woman, then you don't make parda from her, whether she's your cousin, or you working with her, or something, whatever. So parda is required, whether it's an old woman, a young woman. From all women that Shariat has commanded, and this is what is Islah, that a person observes the commands of Shariat, he stays away from this. On the one side, we make lot of ibadat, and we are very pious, nafil ibadat. On the other side, the faraz we are not observing. This is what Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali called Kilabi Taqwa. Taqwa of a dog. That when a dog urinates, it's so worried that the urine mustn't touch its body, it picks up its leg and makes sure that the urine mustn't touch its body. But immediately after that, some filth and dirt, it goes and eats it with its mouth. So on one side we are so worried of small things, lot of ibadat we're making. And other big gunas that we don't even think it of it as a guna. So that is the taqwa of a dog. So Allah save us from that. We should have this genuine taqwa. Parda is not a small thing of Shariat. One Hazrat Khalifa of America wrote to Hazrat and said that in my majlis I just talk about what you have taught me, the love of Allah and taqwa and saving the eyes, etc. So, and he says that the people tell me don't touch those subjects. They are too high. So he asked Hazrat, what should he do? Hazrat said, those people who are saying this are either nadan, ignorant of deen, or they themselves are involved in this. Therefore, they don't want you to talk about it. Like Hazrat says, he went to one madrasa, and the principal of the madrasa told Hazrat not to talk about this, having contact with young boys, etc. So then Hazrat says, afterwards we found that he himself is involved. So then a person doesn't want these things to be spoken. Then Hazrat said, this is the disease of the day, the epidemic of the day. And if the doctor, if there's an epidemic and he goes and sleep, or he goes and talk all other subjects, nice, sweet, love topics he chooses. And the disease of the day, he's not treating that. Can there be a bigger traitor to mankind than such a person? So Hazrat says, I'm seeing this disease and how people are drowning in this disease. And I mustn't talk about it. I must keep quiet. The subject must not be spoken about. This is the demand and the need of the day. And when a person saves himself of this guna, he will find Allah in his heart. And when he finds Allah, he himself will know what is the great enjoyment of this. May Allah give us this proper understanding. And by the barakat of our Shaykh, may Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. With regard to the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the great wisdom that lies in every sunnah. We were reading previously that to make istinja, how important it is and how to make istinja further. Haan, is gharas ke liye teen tukre kaagas ya kapre ke teen ya taak dhele ya patthar kaam mein laye jaye. Yes, for this proper thorough cleanliness, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِّرِينَ. مُتَطَّهِّرِينَ is مُبَالَغَة, the word of excessiveness, like tall, taller, tallest. So متطهرين, those who don't only make their paki, but very thoroughly who do their paki. So that is that a person uses, practically in our time, tissue paper. And three times he uses it. Not only once he takes off the drops, etc., but three times. So for that is what is required. Teen ke taadad ziyada safai ke pesh nazar muqarrar ki gayi hai. three is plural, so that thorough paki can be made. After that, wash yourself, so then you will become properly, very thoroughly pak. Aisa karne ke baad, paani se jism ke mutalik ka hissa dhoye jaye. After this, using a tissue paper or a mud, clod of mud, etc., but three times, that is the best. Three times. After that, one washes himself. To bahut zyada safai ho jati hai. Then one will be purified very thoroughly. And as we had explained, that these things, they have an effect on the mind of a person, his attitude, etc. Therefore, there are those people, when they give da'wah to non-Muslims, first they encourage them to keep, to stay pak, to be in ghusl, in a state of ghusl. They encourage them to make istinja with water, etc., properly istinja. Then if you speak to them about Islam, they will be able to understand. But that filth has got an effect on the mind also. And therefore, many of us also, and it comes to understanding that who we call modernists usually, and people with Western education, academics, they got lot of problems with lot of matters of Islam, because their paki is not in order. They don't worry, they make a joke out of istinja, that to wash oneself, etc. So therefore, their minds are also warped. And the sad part of it is, they'll call the right-thinking people, they got warped minds. Today, this is what is happening in the world. Those who are the biggest terrorists are talking all about freedom and democracy and peace. The ones who make the, who cause the greatest of zulm and who are the biggest terrorists in the world. This is the trend of the dunya today. Islami istilah mein, usse istinja kehte. Simply in the language of Islam, technical terms of Islam, this is called istinja. Ye hai istinja aur dhela ka masala. This is what istinja, the cleanliness. If we keep in mind what we had read previously, that how important istinja is. Also, what was discussed here, that a person must make his istinja with his left hand, that negative rays come. And if we use the right hand, this causes problems for us in our lives. Just like from the Kaaba Sharif, positive rays are going through the four corners of the world. When we fight this rays with negative, by making be'adabi of Kaaba Sharif, either with our legs facing to the Kaaba, sleeping, etc., going to toilet, etc., we're facing the Qibla, then this fight between the two rays causes such problems in a human's life that the doctors can't pick up anything, no matter what test you do and what x-rays you go for. Nobody can help you, no alims can help you, no wazifas help you also. Nothing wants to help you. Things are just going wrong in your life because of these mistakes of us. Together with that is urinating in the bathroom. That also has been prohibited in the Sharia, in the Hadith. So all these things cause these problems in a person's life. Also, with regard to how we meet our wives, our private life, there also Sharia has laid down rules. When we do negative things there also, it also causes problems for us in our lives. So this istinja and the proper way with the left hand, etc. Yeh hai istinja aur dhela ka masala, jis par ghair aur baaz na waqif, no ta'alim yafta musliman, hasi uraya karte hai. This istinja, many non-Muslims and many so-called learned and so-called self-professed Muslims also got objection with istinja and with this basic thing. And that we are so back, we still just in istinja, where the world has gone. Wherever they have gone, if they go to Jahannam, what is that great progress? If they have gone in a beautiful way to Jahannam, if they sitting in a beautiful car and gone to Jahannam, is that any progress? It's no progress. If they are speeding on their way to Jahannam, we are better off that we stay out of the car, that we don't stay in the car. Istinja karne ke baad baaya haan jis se safai ka kaam liya jata hai, saaf mitti par ragar kar ya ba'amr majboori sabun se dho liya jata hai. And then there is also part of Shariat. Once we have made istinja finish, the story is still not at end. Now that left hand of yours, it was the left hand you used, but now wash it thoroughly. If it is better, if you can, rub it with sand. That has got so much of cleanliness in it, that it will remove all the germs completely. And unfortunately in our time, soap. Soap has got carbolic acid, which is not good, but anyway, with soap. But wash your hands thoroughly after going to toilet. That is also part of istinja. Haan, is sifa ya istinja ke silsile mein ek pabandi bhi hai. However, with regard to this, what when we cleanse ourselves, there is one rule of caution also. Jo bazaahir bilkul maamooli si baat maloom hoti hai. Which actually, in fact, it looks like it's a very small thing, and many people think they're just small matters. With regard to istinja cleanliness, that's small matters. But it isn't small matters. Magar dar haqiqat hai bari pur hikmat. But it is a very big and with lot of wisdom. Sharih alayhi salatu wassalam ne farmaya, Hazrat Nabiy Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, faragat ke baad mutalliqa hissa jism ki safai, haddi aur gobar se hargis na karni chahiye. That once a person has relieved himself, and to cleanse himself first with the paper etc., with a clod of mud, but what he should not use is that he should not use, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us not to, is with a bone or with dung. The dung of cows, etc. And when people who are living in the villages, etc., we won't even think about it here. But in the villages, and the dung of cow becomes dry. And it absorbs very well. It can absorb also. But don't use that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bones, when they are dry, they also absorb very well. They will absorb all the urine very well. But Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't use it. Hargiz na karni chahe, kyunki ye jinnat ki khuraak hai, because this is the food of jinnat. Yeah, very interesting tahqeeq he has made, a research. Jinnon ke mutalik awam ke tawahumat wa tasawurat ke pesh nazariya baat bari madhika khayz malum hoti hai. With regard to the public, ordinary people, what wahim they got. What funny ideas they've got about jinnat, etc. This seems to be a very laughable thing. That what, na'uz billah, what Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this is the food of the jinnat, bones and the dung of the animals, of cows especially. It's very laughable to them. Lekin jinn, but understand, jinn ke lughwi maani par ghor kiya jaye. Understand the literal meaning of jinn. What we think of jinn is something else. Eh? Like one person, he was very desperate, late at night, raining, he wanted lift. He was thumbing for a lift, but nobody will stop. Everyone is frightened. All the cars were speeding. However, finally he saw one car coming very, very slowly. He thought he's not going to ask also, the car is going so slow, he can just open the door and jump in. So the car came past him very, very slow, he jumped in. But next he saw no driver, and the car is just moving. So he got very, very worried now. Now he wanted to jump out. And whenever a turn came, he saw a hand coming through and turning the car. This got him even more cold feet, sweating, what is happening here? Then he went forward, and he at one place where he could, he just jumped off. As he jumped off the car, he saw one man also standing by the side. And he told that man, never ever get in this car. This is a jinnat's car, it's moving on its own, and just a hand comes to turn it. So that man said, what you talking, get away from here, this is my car. I got stuck, I'm pushing it, and from outside, whenever the need comes, I turn it. So this is the reality of that jinn. Which we think so great and so big jinn, if we realize then we see it was nothing else. All these matters are just like that. So anyway, the jinn, according to Arabic language, what does jinn mean? What is the literal meaning of jinn? Jinn ka lafz, har makhfi cheez, moodi ya ghair moodi ke liye istemal hota hai. Jinn is meant for every unseen thing. Because jinnat are unseen, they are also called jinnat. But for everything which is unseen, whether it harms or it does not harm, in Arabic the word jinn is used for that also. Like for example, the literal meaning of kafir means a one who hides things. That is a kafir. So a farmer is also called a kafir. because he hides the seed in the ground. So from that aspect, he's also a kafir. But you now we know that you can't call a farmer, every farmer a kafir. Similarly, a woman who hides herself is also a kafirah. But na'uzubillah, you can't take the other meaning, the tactical meaning of kafirah here. That does not mean, but she hides herself, a person, a woman who observes parda. So like that jinn, to those who are unseen, they are called jinn. And khalba, most of the use is on those people. So therefore, commonly all of us know that jinn means that. But jinn is used in Arabic, literally, for everything which you can't see. Koi khatarnak kaam karne wala insaan, mathalan, falak bos, imarat ta'amir karne wala mi'mar. A person who builds skyscrapers, and he's gone so high you can't see him also. Billi, a cat that also you can't, many people associate jinn with cats also. Because the cats, how they come in and go out, they're so quiet, you don't notice them. Billi, sher wagaira, lions also, bi jinn kehlate, they are also called in a literal sense jinn. Isi tarah, is lafz ka itla, ghair mar'i jarathim par bhi hota hai. In the same way, this word jinn is also used on those germs which you cannot see. Germs, normally, you cannot see with your eyes. You need a microscope to see germs, you can't see them. So on the bones, there are those germs. On dung, there are these germs. And in front, he explains that one person who used to laugh at this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he made istinja with this, and how ill he got. Because those germs, and those are your delicate parts of the body. And they, those germs, they have an inclination to dirt, and to the dirt of urine and stool. And you're using to clean it, you are causing, you are inviting, you are presenting yourself for bimaris. And how he suffered from that bimari, he explains there. Hazrat explains further beautiful ilmi nuktas, points of great knowledge. Further, Hazrat says, Baitul Khala se nikalne ke baad ghufranak, yani maghfirat talab karne ki, Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali ne do hikmate bayan ki hai. When a person comes out of the toilet, the sunnah dua is ghufranak. And really the word ghufranak is like you are caught red-handed on a sun and you say, please forgive me. You had no excuse to make, you say, please forgive me. That is ghufranak. Now what sin did a person commit in the toilet when he went? That you have to say ghufranak. So Mullah Ali Qari has given two reasons. Itni der tak zikr se mehroom rehne par istighfar kya. One is that a person, for so long, we are prohibited from making zikr in the toilet. So you made istighfar. Oh Allah, forgive me. I was unmindful. Just imagine how much of Allah's remembrance is supposed to be on a person. That in the toilet when he was commanded not to remember Allah. But he feels guilty about that also. And how guilty? Ya Allah, I'm guilty. Please forgive me. When you just come out, ghufranik, oh Allah, please forgive me that I was not making your zikr. Whereas, it's not you who didn't want to make, Allah forbid you. In that napak place, don't take my name. Allah is very pak. Don't take my name there. But on that also, ghufranik. This is how Mullah, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali has explained, that a king told one of his subjects, that wet your clothes, jump in the water and see you don't get wet. Immediately he jumped in, told him come out. He said, I told you not to get wet. He said, I'm sorry. That is how a banda is. He didn't say, you go to the mad hospital. That if I go in the water and I can't get, if I don't get wet, what's going to happen? So Allah said, don't make zikr. But when you come out, the banda, a slave, is that person, Ya Allah, make me maaf, I could not make your zikr. Ghiza ka maada mein daakhil hone ke baad, ghiza ka maada mein daakhil hone ke baad, when food enters the stomach, after that, rahat se hazam hokar, and it gets digested properly, gandi cheezo ke kharij hone tak, and until the dirt, the stool, the majority of the food that we eat goes out in stool. A small percentage remained for the benefit of the body. Now that which was dirt, which was stool, which was in your stomach, jism ke andar jo ajeeb intizam rakha gaya hai, Allah's system, that stool is in the body. That napaki which we hate so much. And this is one of the ilaj and treatments of pride also. Any person who has got pride, just let him think at this moment, I've got stool in my stomach. I'm keeping it in my body. I think I'm so great and so pious and so great and so clean. But forget on my body. In my body I'm sitting with stool. I'm sitting with urine in my body. My life is blood, which is napaki. Blood when it comes out and if it how it smells. Blood also has got a terrible stench when if it comes out and it gets to it clogs and it smells. It's got a terrible smell. This is what I am. What is my haqiqat o insan? I think I'm so great and I'm somebody and I'm something. What am I? So that Allah's strange system that Allah has made this human body to keep that stool within him. Now it has gone out. Aur humko usme kuch dakhal bhi nahi. We didn't have any choice. Allah made this system that the stool remains within our body. Is ni'mat-e-uzma ka shukar humse ada nahi ho sakta. We could not be enough thankful to Allah for this great ni'mat of His. That the food we ate, it got digested. It was stored in our, majority of it was stored in the stomach as stool. And now it went out nicely. We had to make Allah shukar for this whole system. We couldn't make enough shukar. Ghufranat, make me maaf, Allah. Astaghfirullah. You make me maaf that I couldn't make enough of your shukr. What a system you have kept. And also, Buzurg say that, for example, if Allah had made the system that the water that we have to have for our lives at the time of birth, if Allah gave us all that water, in your whole life you're going to drink 20,000 liters of water. We use much more. But say 20,000. Allah say, this is your water. And we had to store it. And wherever we had to go with this water. Whole tank of water, 20,000 liters, 50,000, a swimming pool going with us wherever we are going. And then again, the water that comes out of the body, the urine, if that also Allah had made it, that also will be stored in your body one side. Like some people, they become ill, they have to have their bags, catheter bags. The urine bag, etc. they have to use. If all our urine of our life was stored. So one swimming pool of clean water and one sewage tank of all the dirty water going with us. What a system Allah has made. Can we make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala? One drop of water that we drink, how satisfying, how wonderful is it. Can we make enough shukr? We can't. So, ghufranak. Ya Allah, make me maaf. What a system you kept it, it's gone in the toilet. I flushed the toilet, it's gone away. Oh Allah, you make me maaf. Also, Hazrat explains a third reason which Hazrat gives. Teesri wajah akkar arz karta hai, wo ye ke satr kholne par wasawish shahwat wagaira aagaye ho. When you open your satr, you have opened yourself for the attack of shaitan. And one of the ways shaitan attacks you is start bringing bad thoughts in you. And some people have got mirrors also in their toilets. And when you open your satr, you see, who is this naked person in front of me here? And when you see that, all the thoughts also come in you. All different evil, evil thoughts start coming within a person. Therefore, one should not open himself. This also Sharia has taught us. How much and when should a person is open his satr? We are such that we, before going to the toilet, we take out our trousers. But in the toilet also, and when you are close to the sitting position, then lower your trouser. Not from before already. Though you're in the toilet, there's complete privacy, everything. But there also, so much Sharia has paid attention to this. Because when you lower your garments, then shaitan gets an opportunity, and he starts attacking you and brings evil thoughts. Or, nafs ne najais istilzaz kar liya ho. And the nafs has taken some haram enjoyment now. Some bad, evil thoughts came to you. To us par bhi istighfar kiya jaave. So when you come out now, and in the toilet a person's mind becomes very free. Whenever a person is idle, automatically your thought just start thinking. In the toilet you don't take your work with you. Your mind is free. And to relieve yourself, you don't have to make big calculations to relieve yourself. Allah made such a system, it comes out on its own. So your mind is free and you start thinking. And because you're in a filthy place, normally filthy thoughts also come to you. So for that, istighfar when we come out. Hadrat also explained one other point, that a person who has found the love of Allah, and he can't help but think of Allah Ta'ala. In the toilet also he can't make dhikr, but Allah's thoughts came to him. So that also when he comes out, Ghufranak, Ya Allah, how could I have been thinking of you in this dirty and filthy place? Make me maaf. So that is the reason why many people have this inquiring mind, that in that when you come out of the toilet, why Ghufranak? What guna did you go and commit in the toilet that you have to ask for forgiveness? So this is the explanation why. Further, here also Hazrat has spoken about taharat, purity. Taharat, wuzu or ghusl, to sabko maloom hai. We all know when we talk of paaki, taharat, purity, we talk of wuzu, ghusl, istinja, etc. Lekin Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi farmati hai, but Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, Hazrat Sahal Tastari rahmatullah alayhi ne ye farmaya, ke Hazrat Sahal Tastari, a very great buzurg, ye said, ilm ki taharat, what is the paaki of knowledge? And that we know paaki of our body, istinja, wuzu, ghusl, etc. But the paaki, the taharat of knowledge is jahl ki zulmat se hifazat. That a person does not have ignorance in him. That any point of anything, when a person has got ignorance in him, any little ignorance also, that is the napaaki of knowledge. And the paaki of knowledge is that you are purified of that jahalat of ignorance. Taat ki taharat and the purity of obedience of Allah Ta'ala. What is the purity in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala? Maasiyat ki aaludgi se hifazat. That a person is protected from disobedience, from the sinning of Allah Ta'ala. So in the obedience of Allah, sinning is napaki. Now we, from there we should understand that how stool we understand as napaki, urine as we understand as napaki, every disobedience of Allah is also just as filthy and as dirty, in fact more. Whether it is looking at that pretty woman, whatever is fascinating us of her, that is also filth and dirt like urine and stool, and even worse. Whatever haram wealth of people, haram food, though we might enjoy it as much as we want to, but if it is haram, it contains haram in it, then it is like stool and urine. And what to say of that person who loves urine and stool? Hey, this is also like that as far as obedience is gone. Or taharat e zikr ki, and what is the purification, the taharat of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? Ghaflat or nisyan se hifazat hai. That a person doesn't have ghaflat, unmindfulness, and nisyan, forgetfulness of Allah Ta'ala. That is the napaki of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The napaki of the body is urine stool. The napaki of the zikr of Allah is to be unmindful of Allah, to forget Allah Ta'ala. And as we don't like that napaki, we shouldn't like this napaki as well. Or taharat e kamila. And what is perfect purification? Perfect purity? Taharatul asrar min danasil aghyar, that the inside of our body, the heart, must be pure from the dirt of ghairullah, from everything which is besides Allah Ta'ala. That is the perfect purity. Purity of the heart, that in the heart there is nothing and nobody but only Allah Ta'ala. And that is really what a person should strive for. That in his heart he has only Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Yani batin ko ghairullah se paak rakhna, yahi taharat kamila hai. Allah Ta'ala ke azab se do aman dunya mein ata kiye gaye hain. Protection from the azab of Allah Ta'ala, we have been given two certificates, two warranties, guarantees, how we can protect ourselves from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala ne farmaya, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, ke ardh-e kainat mein do aman diye gaye, that Allah gave two guarantees, and if a person has that guarantee, it's a guarantee, and Allah has given those guarantees. He will be protected from the azab, from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. What are they? Kana fil ardi amanan. There were two guarantees that were given on earth by Allah Ta'ala, min adabillah, from Allah Ta'ala. فَرَفَعَ أَحْدُهُمَا. So one of them has been taken away. Now we have only got at present one of those guarantees by which we will be protected from the azab, the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. And this in fact is not only for the believers, even for the non-believers. فَدُونَكُمَ الْآخَرِ. So catch hold on the others, hold on to the one that is left. فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِ. Hold tightly onto it. أَمَّا الْمَرْفُوعِ. The one guarantee which Allah has taken away from us, فَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, is the presence of Huzur صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That Allah won't punish them until you are amongst the people. So as long as Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present, Allah's azab would not come. And what was the other one? وَأَمَّا الْبَاقِي. The one other one that is still with us. مِنْهُمَا الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, is to make istighfar. A person who makes istighfar, even the kuffar, they will be also protected from the azab of Allah as long as a person makes istighfar. The kuffar will get their punishment in akhirat. A mu'min who makes istighfar, tawbah, he will be saved of Allah's punishment in this dunya also and akhirat. In short, this shows how great tawbah and istighfar is. And we should make it a point that we make tawbah istighfar. If we can do it at sahri time, what to say? The Quran praises those people who at sahri time, tahajjud time, who make istighfar. Otherwise, minimum we should do, one tasbih of astaghfirullah we should read. That is, we shouldn't do less than that, and it doesn't take any long time. And a person who realizes how sinful, and all the time by nature he's making tawbah istighfar, what to say of that person who has realized his reality, his weakness, and his guilt, and he seeks forgiveness, what to say of that person? حق تعالی شانہو کے ارشاد سے یہ بات ثابت ہوتی ہے. This is proven by the words of Allah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah won't punish them as long as you are, O Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, you are amongst them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah won't punish them as long as they say tawbah istighfar. They make tawbah. Even the word tawbah istighfar will have benefit, but the reality is required in the true sense of it. And we have done that. What is tawbah? What is istighfar? What are the conditions of tawbah and istighfar? This all has been discussed. أَقُولُ إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says that إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ, when istighfar benefits the kuffar also, فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ, then how can't it benefit the pious believers? In other words, how much more won't it benefit the pious believers? So tawbah, istighfar is a thing that we should hold on to very, very tightly also and regularly. And fortunate is that person who has seen his faults, and not that he thinks he's sinful, but realizes. And not only that he realizes he's a sinner, but he's the worst sinner of all the people. He is the lowest of all amongst all. A person who realizes that goes the highest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities, and let it be listening also, and to make amal also on it. And may Allah bless us with the fruit of these things as well.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا اور پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سورہ رحمہ پڑھ کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی, روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی, دل میں خدا کا نام بسا لو بات کرو تم قرآنی, چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لوگ کہیں ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے, سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے, موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے, اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا من الماء البارد. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك, يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة, ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اے اللہ, ہم گناہ گار ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں, خطا کار ہیں, مجرم ہیں, گندے ہیں. یا اللہ, بندے تو تیرے ہیں. یا اللہ, اگر تو نے معاف نہ کیا تو ہم گندے جائے کہاں, ہم گندے جائے کہاں. تیرے در کی سوا کوئی در نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اگر تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, اگر تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا, زمین میری. اے اللہ, ہم سارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے سارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے خطاؤں پر درگزر فرما دے. اے اللہ, ہمیں تیری خاص محبت نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ, ہم کو اللہ والا بنا دے, اللہ والا بنا دے. اے اللہ, ہم سب کو اللہ والا بنا دے. اے اللہ, اولیاء صدیقین صالحین کے آخری سرحد تک پہنچا دے. اے اللہ, اعلیٰ درجہ کے ولایت اور معرفت ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ, ہمارے شیخ کی زندگی پہ برکت نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ, ان کے صحبت ہمیں تعداد میں آخر نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ, ہمیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ, جنت دخول اولی نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ, ہمارے سارے اعمال کو قبول فرما دے، دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما دے، دنیا والے جتنے بھی دنیا سے گزر چکے ہیں یا اللہ ان کے قبر کو نور سے بھر دے، اے اللہ ان کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے، ہمارے بیوی بچے خاندان رشتہ دار سب کو اللہ والا بنا دے، اے اللہ اس دینی ادارے کو قبول فرما دے، اے اللہ ترقی نصیب فرما دے، تمام طلبہ اساتذہ سب کو اللہ والا بنا دے، صاحب نسبت بنا دے، اے اللہ قیامت کے دن ہم کو ہمارے اکابر کے ساتھ جوڑ دے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد واله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.